What we're starting to see, unfortunately, is that free speech zones, you know, which should, I mean, that's really a contradiction in terms, because the whole country should be a free speech zone. So what we're talking about is cages for speech, basically. And we're seeing more and more times when cities, states are trying to cage off free speech and segregate it and put it into safe places where basically the messages can't be seen.
Steele said the purpose of the letter was to ensure the free speech rights of everyone.
So we wrote a letter to the St. Pete City Council and the mayor and the chief of police to express the ACLU's concern. Basically, the ordinance that they have adopted violates practically everybody's free speech rights, from St. Pete Pride's own free speech rights as an event organizer to the free speech rights of the protesters who would like their voices and their religious messages to be heard.
Years ago, the organizers of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Boston refused to allow gay pride groups to participate in their parade. The Supreme Court ruled that they had the right to control the message of their own event. Steele argues that this right is being violated by the St. Petersburg Ordinance.
When it's St. Pete Pride that's organizing the event, they have a message they want to promote is tolerance and equality. And for them to be forced to include a message that's contrary to that violates the organizers' free speech rights.
The ACLU's Steele thinks that based on the current permit, there could potentially be many arrests this Saturday.
The terms of the permit are really kind of potentially chilling of free speech because they say the street closure area, no one is allowed to have signs, handheld banners, or megaphones. And that could potentially mean any of the streets that are closed for the parade around the event. So what you're seeing is what is traditional public forum, like public sidewalks. Suddenly, there's a lot of question about whether the police will arrest you.